Well, hello, everybody. My name is Jeffrey Davis, tipping my cap. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, the Zoom version, in which we are now totally on in this new economy. And right in front of you on your cameras is actually my business partner, Jonathan Friedman, president of Mage, a much better president than I ever made. Welcome, Jonathan.
Thank you, Jeffrey. It's nice to reach out and touch you, or not have to anyways.
Very good. Okay, we got two kibitzers on the line today. That's great. I look forward to this one. You know, John, Mage has always been in the business of change and change management and making organizational change. I know you've been busier than ever over the last couple of weeks. You want to talk about it a little bit?
Yeah, you know, Jeffrey, change is constant. And it sounds sort of cliche today to say that, and we're all in uncharted territories. But our clients are facing change at the most rapid pace they've ever experienced. And so with it comes, all the emotions that come with it, fear, and how to navigate the uncertain. We've seen obviously an uptick in people asking a lot of questions that not all of us have answers for. And I think that's one of the interesting things in navigating today's marketplace is you might not have the answers, but change is coming. And so you've got to take action. And I think inaction for a lot of entrepreneurs is the mark of death in this economy. You know, you've got to make decisions. You've got to take on leadership characteristics, leadership traits. And I think, making decisions is an important part of change. You know, we're going in one direction or another and not being stuck in some of your habits. And so I think that's one of the things that we're seeing a lot of is people asking the questions of, well, you know, I'm not sure I know what to do. Well, you know, we're in uncharted territories. You've heard that phrase a lot in the last couple of weeks, and it's really true. But making decisions and making change to have your business survive is what this is all about. You know, all of us are in uncharted waters.
Well, I mean, I think everything we do is looking towards tomorrow and not staying towards yesterday, you know, working towards yesterday. And I mentioned in my last interview with Mark Z that I had a meeting with one of the East Coast largest law firms managing partners a year ago. And I said to him, within the next 5 to 10 years, the brick and mortar is going to be gone. 75% of your fixed overhead is going to be gone and you're going to be going much more virtual. And he said to me, I think it's more like 50% or 40%. And you know what? I was wrong because the way things are looking now, it may be more like 90%. You know, technology has enabled us to create a whole new economy.
And, absolutely.
And, you know, maybe you could talk a little bit about that. I know for me personally, I've spent more time over the last month, pre and post, moving our clients to a new form of selling, new sales channels, new internet channels, and retraining the staff, redefining their jobs and retraining the staff at a pace they've never seen before to meet the new market needs. Some clients are actually doing better. Isn't that true?
Absolutely. You know, it's pretty hard to believe as you hear news stories that there are some businesses that are thriving. And I think you're absolutely right. It's the ones who have adapted and made changes. You know, we've worked with clients who have moved to a virtual platform or to online from a traditional brick and mortar retail environment, and they're thriving because obviously people aren't getting out and people are looking for convenience and the ability to do things remotely. And I think that this is a new normal. You know, we're going to see a lot of businesses that have to change their business paradigm and their model to a more virtual model. I don't think we're going to one day the stores are going to open up and businesses are going to open back up and people are going to suddenly be 100% back in the office. I think we're creatures of habit. And I think the longer this stays, the more people are going to have to adapt to it. And I think that's, again, speaking back to change, what we're seeing is that businesses that are thriving are, in effect, rapidly re-engineering their business. And along with that comes change in people's roles and change in what people have done historically. You know, I think it also brings great opportunity. You know, one of the things that most business people will tell you is, I never have time to step back and analyze. Well, with this change comes the opportunity to be able to spend more time thinking about your business and thinking about what moves you may make, thinking about your competition, thinking about where you fall in the marketplace, and rethinking how you utilize your employees and what your needs are in your business. So, you know, I think that the traditional, I've got no time to, has now given us time to do the things that perhaps we haven't done in the past. And, you know, just speaking of moving forward and ramifications, I want to sort of, you know, also touch on leadership. You know, what's leadership all about? Leadership's about communicating and letting people know where you stand. And I think, you know, there's a lot of organizations out there that are just running quickly to try and catch up, but aren't stopping to think about their employees and their tighter community, you know, what's going on. And you know, I'm speaking with a lot of leaders of organizations saying, look, you know, people are looking for direction. People are looking for information. And I think this is a time for leadership to step up and provide that direction and information, good, bad, or indifferent, or uncertain, you know, at least communicating and making people aware that one, you care about them. Two, you're concerned about their financial futures and their roles within your business as well. And three, I think that this is an opportunity for leadership and business owners in particular to walk the walk, you know, to send out a message and then do something completely separate. I mean, without getting politics aside, you tell people to social distance and then you have a press conference where people are standing shoulder to shoulder. There's a huge disconnect in that. And so I think it stands the same way for organizational leaders. You know, you don't say to people, you know, we're cutting people back and we're cutting our workforce. Yet, you know, I'm investing in X, Y, and Z for the business. I mean, you can't send those mixed messages and disconnect. And I think that'll have repercussions for people in the future.
Well, I'm looking away only because, as you always do, you're making me think, so I have to take notes. So I apologize.
No, that's okay.
I'm not distracted. I do have to.
I got my notes up in the right hand corner here.
Yeah. Well, you know, I want to address something that you said because, you know, we walk a similar path, you and I, and we don't get to talk a lot. And now we have a medium where we can talk a lot more. But in terms of leadership, I always believed that adversity defines the leader. Either it destroys the leader because they don't know how to adapt to it, or it defines them as a real leader. It's not the good economy that defines the leader. And I think, you know, just to add a little bit, that what I've seen, and you've seen it as well, but I do a lot of family business work, is that a lot of family businesses, they're at a crossroads right now. It's sort of like the federal government negotiating a relief package, debating back and forth, that when families get into a paralysis situation right now, where family members are fighting with each other and there's more ego involved than market reality, then they're really going to put themselves out of business. And families need to find a way to resolve issues quicker today, maybe more with a facilitator, maybe not with a facilitator, but they don't have time to be debating traditional family fights in this particular economy.
I entirely agree with you. I was going to say I don't disagree, but what I think you're pointing out also is true of organizations. You know, there's a lot of people that spend time in the mundane and worrying and focusing on things that in the big picture really don't matter. So I think the other piece of what you're saying is, as leaders, we really need to step away and say, what's important now? You know, certainly survival of the business, you know, health and welfare of our employees, the ability to project into the future to the extent possible. And, you know, we used to talk about 5-year business plans and 10-year business plans. Ha, you know, now we're talking, you know, 6 months ago, we were talking about 1 year and 6 months and 3 month plans. Now we're talking about 1 and 3 week and 6 week and who knows what beyond that. So the pace.
Bill Belichick world. It's in-game coaching. Every day I wake up and I'm thinking, what's the new plan for the day? But you know, yesterday, I think, you know, I did a class at Tufts University with one of our older clients, ex-client.
Former
client, thank you. Successful former client. And they said—
You'd be offended if you called her an older client, which she's not.
She's younger than I am, which most people are nowadays. So she said, you know, when I met Jeffrey, he talked to me about the fact that I was in the engine room of the Titanic, you know, trying to work out what the next lunch was and move things out. And he goes, and I wasn't out on the bow looking at where the ship was going. And I think a lot of people are falling into that problem. You and I talked about a client yesterday that sort of falls into that Titanic position where they want to be working at, do I have an efficient engine room? Are the lunches going out? And they're not standing on the bow thinking, where is this ship going at this particular point in time? And how do I direct the whole ship?
Yeah, and I think that speaks to, you know, leadership ability and the ability to adapt. Look, the leaders' roles are changing as well as the entire organization. And I think, you know, those who can figure out how to repurpose themselves and repurpose the people within their organizations are the ones that have come out of this strongest. You know, again, we're back to a world where everybody's experiencing the same thing, right? There's a lot of fear, there's a lot of anxiety, there's a lot of uncertainty. You know, what you do with that is is going to dictate how your organization comes out at the back end. You know, the other piece that I think is really important is, you know, there's a ton of information out there and there's a ton of change, you know, whether you're talking about government programs, government assistance, you know, the reality is none of those things happen overnight. You know, people are hearing about a stimulus package and thinking they're going to get a check next week. It's not going to happen. You know, we're 6 to 8 weeks away from those types of things happening. And I think the same is true within business and within organizations. You know, there's a crisis, yes, but change doesn't happen overnight. You know, I don't know of many organizations other than perhaps if you owe payroll taxes that lock your doors, and we've seen those situations too. You know, now's not the time to bury your head in the sand and forget about the problems. It's time to attack them head on. You know, look at the upside opportunity. You know, now's the time potentially to negotiate with your vendors and creditors. Now's the time to potentially, you know, look at right-sizing your organization and figuring out what your real needs are. You know, same is true in your personal life. You know, you look at it and say, do I really need X? You know, do I really need Y? I mean, people are having to make those decisions, and that's sort of the new reality. And I think what we're going to see in organizations in the future, you know, when the market last crash happened, you know, 2007, 2008, 2009, people were readjusting their habits. We're going to get back into a phase of people readjusting their habits, and hopefully some of them will stick, you know, because I think it's too easy to sort of drop your guard when things go back and become good. You know, I think those organizational leaders that look at their people and say, okay, these are my most valuable assets. You know, let me figure out how to, you know, bring strength to them and bring strength to our organization. You know, I think are going to be the ones that come out on the back end successful, because people see that true organizational caring exists. And I think, again, that's back to what I talked about earlier, which is you got to walk the walk. You know, you can't just speak it in words, but you got to follow it up with your actions.
Okay, well, we've been speaking with Jonathan Friedman of MAGE Management Consulting, dealing with change. Jonathan, if anybody is in transition, and they all are right now, and they're looking for help with transition, strategy, structure, team building, new sales, marketing, how would they find you at MAGE?
Well, best way probably is to send me an email, although those are coming in fast and furious, jfriedman@mageusa.com. You know, probably the best way to reach me is through that. You can also call our office number. We pick up voicemails on a regular basis, 617-244-8366. I'm at extension 205. And I would hand out my cell phone, but I don't want people from all over the other part of the world calling me right now. I'm getting enough calls domestically.
Well, I'll be a little different. I live on my cell phone. You can call me at 617-462-4738. I love to talk about business. That's what I do all day. That's all I've done my whole career. I love to talk about entrepreneurship and families in transition. That's all I do. I'm a junkie. So, John, great talking to you. Good luck today. I know you got another busy day ahead of you.
Thank you. You as well. And appreciate the time. We'll talk soon.
We'll be talking soon. Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs, New England's number one source for entrepreneurial stories. We are continuing and we are still in business. Thank you.